Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
When I saw that anytime I said something, okay, this was one of the very first things I realized when I saw that. The next morning, now you know how honest I am, right? The next morning I woke up and I asked Keith to do something for the ministry. It was like something we needed now. Well, Keith was getting ready for a service. Okay, and he had this on his mind, and he had this on his mind, and he had this on his mind. And in my mind's eye, I thought, we really need this now. And I got frustrated, and I judged him. And I thought, he is procrastinating again. You understand what I'm saying? It wasn't 2 weeks until I remember Tom and them asking me for something, and Dave asking me for something, and I just kept putting it off. Tom, have I procrastinated more lately? Answer the question honestly. The answer is yes. How many times has he asked me about something? But I know in my own heart that I had judged Keith about procrastinating. Do you understand what I'm saying? And every time we look at somebody and we judge them about something, we set in motion something to come to pass in our lives later. Every single time you look at somebody and you do something and it happens every second of the day. Let's keep reading. This one is going to get you. Matthew 12:36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account for in the day of judgment. I'm going to keep reading. I want to give you enough scriptures that there's no way to back out of it. Because I was trying to back out of it. Because if you know me, I have liked to talk sometimes. But I've gotten quieter over the last little bit. And anybody that knows me knows that. James 5:9, the King James Version. It says, grudge not against one another, lest what? You be condemned. Have you ever held a grudge? Ever? Then what's going to happen to you? People are going to hold grudges against you. That's what's going to happen. The Amplified says, don't complain against one another so that, say it with me, you yourselves won't be judged. What does he mean? So that you yourselves won't be complained against. Has anybody ever complained against you to your boss or to a family member? Or to a friend, or to a pastor, or to someone else? Well, there is a reason why. It didn't just happen out of the blue. It didn't just happen. It's because we sowed that somewhere in the past. We sowed it somewhere. We planted that seed. We put that in the ground. We did it. The NIV says, don't grumble. You ever grumbled? I'm telling you, when this is done, you're going to start. We're going to find a lot more people. Zip it, zip it, zip it. Because if you're smart, you're not going to want to read that stuff anymore. Because we have done it. Now, understand me. Understand me. When I started looking at this, I said, Lord, we don't have to reap everything we sowed because you paid the price for us. We don't have to reap it. Everybody in here knows that. He paid the price for all of our sins. But now, how many people in here will be honest enough to answer this question for me? I would like to see it for future reference. Okay? When you've opened your mouth and you've grumbled, or you've complained, or you've judged, or you've talked about somebody, how many of you have actually repented about it? No. You've thought, no big deal. But if you stole, or you did something big, or you had an affair, or you did some big sin, you immediately repent about it. But when you grumble, or you complain, or you judge, you just let it go, because that's no big deal. Right? Honest, raise your hand. See? Why? The reason I'm saying that is because that's what the devil uses to get into our lives. It's exactly what the devil uses to get to us and set our paths for the rest of our lives. Because he knows we think it's no big deal. He's convinced us that our mouths are no big deal. But it is our mouths that set our life on the course that it's supposed to be on. When it is the most important thing, do you know that it's no more of a big deal to commit murder than it is to lie? But we don't repent for lying, but dear Lord, we repent for murder to keep from having to go to jail. Do you understand? So the devil knows the game to play with us. That's why I'm saying, when the Lord showed me this about judging, I thought, we've left the doors. I mean, it's like, have you ever lived out in the country and it's summertime and you left something on the table and all the doors are open, like you left the watermelon on the table, something sweet? What happens? You come back in and it is flies everywhere. That's what we've done with the devil. We've left the doors wide open and he's able just to come right in and eat our lunch. We didn't shut them. We left them wide open. Let's read another one and then I'm going to tell you some stories. James 5:9, it says, stop complaining, brothers. Now, nobody in here has ever complained. Right? We've never sown complaining. I know I've never sown complaining in my life. That's a lie. Every one of us in here have complained about something. But did we repent? No. So what are we going to get? We're going to get people around us that do what? Complain about one another in order that you may not be judged. I don't want complaining people around me all the time. I don't want to have to deal with complaining people all the time. So I'm going to zip it. I'm not going to complain anymore. I don't care how bad it is. I'm not going to complain. Now, I wrote down some natural things that I think will help you, that the Lord brought to my remembrance just as I was getting this message prepared and thinking about these things that I think all of us have dealt with over a period of time. And just check your hearts. I know I had to check my, like I said, I've been dealing with this for 3 years. I mean, every day I'll wake up and I'll start to say something to somebody and I'll go, And somebody will say something about somebody and I'll just go, And I'll be quiet. Not, you know, and I'm not judging them for saying it. I'm just being quiet. I'm just being quiet. But we as Christians, I have been as guilty of it. Everything I'm telling you today, why did God tell me? Because I was doing it. If he needed to tell you something about what you're doing, he'll tell you. Okay? But when he tells me, and something's good working in my life and helping me, I want to share it.
Yes. Amen.
Because I don't want anybody failing. I don't think anybody should have to fail. And if something works for us, dear me, I would like for everybody to have a bigger house than we've got, a bigger car than we've got, a bigger church building than what we've got, more bigger airplanes than what we've got. Everybody can do it. You've got the same God we got. So if we share, it's like Brother Hagin used to tell us, with the tools that you've got greater tools than what I had. So with the tools that I had, you should be able to take the tools you've got and go further than what I went. And if you don't, I'm going to kick you in the tail. Yeah. That's what he used to tell us all the time. Yeah. So these are things that we've dealt with. And I know how I've dealt with them, and maybe it'll help you. Spiritual things, for instance. Maybe you know some people, or maybe I've known some people, that you think they ought to be more spiritual than what they are by now. Maybe they ought to be more mature spiritually than what they are by now. And maybe they've been in church all their life. Maybe they should have more money than what they have by now. They've heard every sermon that Keith's preached on finances. Why don't they have their finances in order by now? I'm just going to tell you what I said. They've heard every sermon. Now, what would that be called? Judging. That would be called judging. Or somebody gets sick and you tell them the word and you go and blast them with 26 healing scriptures and you think they should be further along than what they are and you just say, receive it. What's wrong with you? Don't you know that you should be healed? Don't you know if you just get in the word, God would heal you? What's that? I know, I kind of did it with my mom. My mom passed away with cancer. And I got frustrated at her. And it was because I loved her. And I just wanted to sit her down and say, shake her. Come on, Mom. If you just do this, the word works. You don't have to die with cancer. If you just do the word, Mom, come on now. You can do this. What's that?
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.